What to do if a police officer wants to talk with me? It is very important to stay where you are and not run away. Remain calm and alert. Pay attention to what is happening around you. A police officer may ask you to stop what you're doing. Even if you haven't done anything wrong, the officer may just want to know your name, where you are going, where you have been, or to give you information. It is natural to feel nervous when interacting with a police officer, but you should feel safe and protected from any potential harm. If you choose to, tell the officer about your diagnosis and how you are feeling. Taking deep breaths can help you feel more relaxed. If you need help calming down, try to tell the police officer about things you like or ways to help you feel more comfortable. If you don't understand what the police officer is saying, ask to have it repeated in a different way. If you need to get something, ask the police officer first. Always let the police officer see your hands. Try not to get really close to that police officer, and don't touch the officer unless you ask permission. We value the expertise of our partners in safety who have demonstrated their commitment to inclusive, healthy communities. Portions of this resource have been adapted from The Arc, www.thearc.org. The information contained in Living Safely with Disabilities and Special Health Needs, Living Safely, is provided for educational and informational purposes only. The content contains general information and may not reflect a person's individual needs or current legal developments or information. Children's Specialized Hospital makes no guarantee, either communicated or implied, about the accuracy, application, appropriateness, or completeness of the information within Living Safely, or at any other website to which it is linked. Children's Specialized Hospital specifically relinquishes all liability with respect to any person's actions, taken or not taken, based upon any or all of the information or other contents from Living Safely. This initiative was funded in part by an Inclusive Healthy Communities grant from the Division of Disability Services, New Jersey Department of Human Services.